Hi guys, welcome to this episode of Fashionpreneur Talk with Itana Salen Podcast. How are you? How is your fashion business doing? If you don't know me, my name is Sandra. I am a fashion stylist and a fashion business consultant. And this podcast is about having genuine conversations about fashion entrepreneurship and getting your questions answered. So if you have any questions, email me at info@itanastyling.com. I will leave a link below for you. Now, I always invite you to hang out with me and other amazing fashion entrepreneurs inside our free Facebook group, the Fashion Entrepreneur Club Hangout. In there, I host events, we share resources, we answer questions, okay? I also invite you to check out our Etsy shop for planners and workbooks for your fashion business. We also have the Planner Club, which is our online subscription, where every month we focus on a different topic with a particular planner and get organized in our fashion business. And if you're looking for something more intense, perhaps join our online program, the Fashion Business Online Incubator, where you work with me for 10 weeks. We work on your brand, so you learn how to market it properly, okay? So I'll leave links below in case you're interested in any of this stuff, okay? Now let's dive in into this week's episode, okay? Today I want to talk about a topic and a particular question that I get all the time, okay? And it's all about email marketing. I always get the question, you know, how many times should I email my audience or my people or my ideal customer? Okay. And this is not a black and white answer because we all have different businesses, we offer different services, different products, and we have different audiences. But I do want to say, and I am going to answer the question, of course, but I do want to say, you know, if you don't know what I'm talking about when I'm saying email my list and email my audience, we are talking about email marketing, okay? Email marketing is when you ask for the email of your potential customer or your customer, right? And then you gather all that information and then you send continuously emails, right? To promote your brand, to tell them what's going on in the business, right? To market the business. That's why it's called email marketing, right? So for example, when you go to a store and you purchase something and they ask you for your email, and then the next day you get an email and they tell you about their different products and a different sale they're having or things like that, that's what we're discussing here today. So I think that email marketing is one of the top most effective strategies out there to nurture a relationship with your customer or potential customer and to be top of mind and market the business, right? Now that if it's done correctly, right? If you, there's a tricky line there, there's a tricky space there where you can't just annoy your customer and people don't want to, you know, they unsubscribe and they don't want to know anything about you or your business. So that's why, you know, people worry about, you know, am I perhaps bothering my customer? Am I emailing too much? Am I emailing too little? Am I wasting my time? And that's what we're going to dive in today. So I'm going to share with you five different things that I think you should consider when answering this question of how many times should I email my list. The first thing I want you to think about is, you know, put yourself in the shoes of your customer. Okay, because like I said, we all have different kind of customers, different services, different products, right? So it's not a black and white answer. So think about your customer. Think about, are they busy? Do they have a lot of time off? Do they have time to read emails? Do they even read emails? Do they like to consume video or they want to read things? So let me give you examples. So let's say your brand is all about the sustainability movement and you are talking all the time on social media about, you know, fair pay and the fabrics that you're using, that they're good for the environment and things like that. And the audience that you attract are people who are more educated, who want to participate in this movement, who want to collaborate, who want to give back. They want to protect the planet, like all these kinds of things. These people perhaps are more intellectual and they don't mind reading a lot of information or watching videos that are very deep, that give you a lot of statistics and a lot of, you know, news and data and things like that. So perhaps those people, you know, they are expecting you to email them consistently about what's going on with the movement, right? So they're not going to get bothered if you email them, let's say once a week, with the latest thing that happened in this this topic, right? So you have to think about that. Perhaps your customer is nothing like that, and it's all about, you know, the latest trend, and I just want to know what's on sale, right? Like, you see big brands out there, like, let's say H&M, or Forever 21, or brands like that, that cater to a younger audience, and they email daily, really, and they tell them about the new clothing that came in and the sale they're having that day and the promotion that they're offering that day. And those people, their customer, they don't unsubscribe because that's what they expect, that's what they want. They really want to know what is the latest thing that came to the store and what is the deal of the day, so they can save money in whatever they're going to purchase. So there's two different products and services, and two different kind of audiences. So think about them, think about the customer, think about how often would they want to read your emails, what kind of information would they expect from you, because that's going to give you a lot of insight into this, right? The second thing I would say is check out what's the standard in the industry. Do a little bit of research. Perhaps go and see other brands that you consider your competitors and see what they're doing, okay? Maybe you can sign up to their list and see how often they email people, right? Not to copy them, but just to know what's going on in the industry, right? Like, what's the standard? What do people expect, right? And also at the same time, think about the subscriptions, right, that you already enjoy, the brands that you actually sign up for because you like them and you enjoy them and you look forward to reading their emails, and see how often they email you and what kind of content they share with you. Because if you gave them your email and you actually look forward to the emails and you read them, they're doing something right. I'm not talking about those emails that you get that you immediately erase or that you unsubscribe. I'm talking about the brands that you really like and that you actually take the time to read their emails. Check out what they're doing. Check out, you know, how often they're emailing you, because that's going to give you also a lot of information. Okay. The next thing I would say is what works for you. Okay. Because that's another element that is very important. You have to be realistic about this. Do you have time? Are you going to put yourself into a schedule that you're not going to be able to fulfill? Because the thing about email marketing is consistency. You have to be consistent. You have to really, you know, do the work to get the results, like anything in life, right? So if you put yourself in a schedule that is not realistic, that you can, you know, create that content on a regular basis how do you set it up, it's not gonna work, right? And it's gonna fail, and you're not gonna be able to fulfill that task. So, you know, don't put yourself in that situation. Be realistic about that. Be realistic about the kind of work that you're creating. And also, you know, people feel that. Are you enjoying the content that you're creating for your audience? That is super, super important, right? So, you know, think about that. Be realistic about your time, your strengths in the way that you're creating the content, if you're enjoying it, right? That's really important as well. And the fourth thing I would consider is testing. Okay. The best way to get a result and to get a black and white answer is to test things. Like, let's say you already put yourself in your customer's shoes and thought, okay, my customer is really busy. They're not going to be checking emails every day. Perhaps once a week or twice a week is the best thing for them. Maybe I can email them on Monday and then on Friday. Let's say it's so hypothetical, right? Then you thought about, you did a little research and you saw that other brands that are similar to yours are doing once or twice a week as well. Then you realize that the brands that you really like, this is the kind of thing that they're doing, and you think that resonates with what you can create for your audience, and you come up with your own thing, right? Like, you already went through all these different things, okay? You already thought about your schedule. Can I commit to once or twice? Let's test it, okay? Put it together, you're right, plan it out and test it. Do it for a month, let's say, and then gather results, gather data, and see if it works, right? That's the fourth thing. This is the most important part, okay? And then the fifth thing, the last thing I would recommend, is to make a commitment. Okay, whatever you end up finding out, right? Make a commitment that you're gonna do it, right? Whether if it's once a week, if it's every day, if it's once a month, whatever it is, and whatever it's gonna work out for you, commit yourself to doing it. Because like I said, if you don't do it consistently, you're not gonna get results, okay? Whether they're positive or negative, or you're not gonna be able to gather the data to figure out what really works for your business, okay? So I hope that this helps answer this question. Of course, if I would talk to you in person and you tell me about your business specifically, then I can give you more insights. So for that, I invite you to join the Facebook group and share, you know, who you are, what's your business, or perhaps here below in the comments so I can give you more info. But I will get started with these 5 steps because you're definitely gonna get, you know, a more accurate answer out of that. Now, the other thing is you can also join the incubator, the Fashion Business Online Incubator, because there's a week that we focus on email marketing particularly, and in there I can, you know, help you more on a personal level. Okay, so I hope that this was helpful. Thank you so much for joining me today. Let me know again if you have any questions, and I will see you guys in our next episode. Okay, bye guys.